Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What I saw when I watched the tape, I feel very confident in the way that we're coaching it, and I feel pretty confident that we'll coach it the way we're coaching it going forward. Okay? So that's how I feel about that.
And Archie, it has not been a good special teams day for the Bears. Started right from the jump, that nearly 100-yard kickoff return by Charlie Jones. Multiple special teams penalties on the Bears. And they need one more big play right here to end it. Otherwise, Spiro, it'll be Flacco with a chance to win. McPherson lines up, looking for the bounce. Football live. Who's got it? I think Keith Blakeman says Bengals ball.
Highlights courtesy of CBS.
Daniel Hardy had the onside kick go off his foot, and you know about the opening game kickoff return, but there was so much more. Samaje Perine with a 38-yard kickoff return to give the Bengals great field possession early. Cairo missed a 47-yard field goal but got bailed out by an offsides call. Devin Duvernay at a 52-yard kickoff return to the Bengals' 38-yard line, but there was a holding penalty on Jahdae Walker to bring it all the way back to the Bears' 20. And then they also had a 47-yard field goal try by Cairo, blocked with 3 seconds left in the second quarter. So, yeah. How you feeling about the special teams coach, Richard Hightower, Lawrence?
I'm sure that they coached it correctly, and there's not any sort of adjustments that he has to make on any of this stuff. I thank God the Bears won, because had they lost that game, there would have definitely been a villain. You know, like he would have been the center of attention for every Bears fan. And I think, to Bears fans' credit, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, because a majority of our audience grew up under Dave Tobe as special teams coordinator here in Chicago, we have a much better idea than most on what it's supposed to look like and what it's not supposed to. We had a caller today talking about how there's no Sherrick McManus on this team. Like, that's a good pull. And that shows, like, someone who was paying attention during that era. Like, it wasn't just Devin. If you look at the returners that the Bears had throughout the tenure, like, all those guys, whether we're talking about R.W. McCorders or Jerry Azuma or Danielle Manning, like, all Johnny Knox, like, all these guys were really good returners. And they just happened to be playing during the same era where the greatest returner of all time lived. But we know what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah, we do. And Rasheed Davis was a great special teamer. We know what those guys can do. It's like if you're in Buffalo and you remember Steve Tasker. You don't, and all those special teams, you don't stand for it when your special teams are bad. This is a town that appreciates it when it's good.
Yeah, and look, there are going to be days where you do have to, two phases are going to have to lift up the other one.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And yesterday,
the offense had to lift up both.
Yeah,
right?
The offense had to lift up the defense and special teams. And to have it happen where things go bad immediately, like people were sitting down to enjoy the Bears game, and right off the bat, you get a return, it's not great. Now, look, there are reasons for that, and I'll give some of the reasons that Richard Hightower won't be able to, which is, because of injuries, everyone's elevated. And because the elevated snap counts on a lot of guys who are core special teams players, it takes away from what they can do for you on special teams. That being said, he's very chesty for a guy whose special teams unit is not good. And that's what bothers me. It'd be different if you are the standard. If you're the standard in it, then I'm fine with whatever it is that you want to do. But it's not that way. And whenever there is a problem, what I don't like is he doesn't seem to have an answer, at least not publicly. What he might do privately is another thing. But we saw this play out last year with the Bears, where teams were openly like, yeah, we know how to block their kicks. And there were no adjustments that were made. Mm. And it just kept happening. Where in a week where the Vikings are like, oh, we know how to do that. And then Green Bay is like, yeah, we saw what the Vikings were doing. And we decided that we were going to block their kicks too. Like it's stuff like that where I'm sitting here going, what is it that you're good at? Tell me what it is that you do well when you're coordinating this. And I know that this might sound crazy to a lot of other cities, that this is something that we're even spending time on today.
You think so?
I don't know, man.
I just gave you six plays. There were six moments.
That's too many.
It's too many. And frankly, kickoff return for a touchdown and a blocked field goal
is enough.
That's 10 points. That's 10 points in a football game. Damn right that's enough. And there were four others. I'm looking at the snap counts for who the core players are on special teams. Noah Sewell, Daniel Hardy, Elijah Hicks, Jonathan Owens, all those guys are at 20 snaps or more on special teams. So those are a lot of your dudes. Travis Homer, in addition, Durham Smythe. Like, these are the guys, these bottom-of-the-roster guys, and then Josh Blackwell with 19 snaps. So somebody in that group is supposed to step up and be the standard bearer, like some of the guys we're talking about from the past.
But those guys are also, you know, they're playing on the defense. Like, that's what I mean by not their snaps on special teams, their snaps on defense.
Well, Daniel Hardy ended up having 12 snaps on defense. Noah Sewell had 19 snaps on defense. So there's some split some split requirements there.
So I understand it. Like, I understand that because you have so many injuries, you're pulling guys out. You brought in a guy off the street to start for you at nickel.
He had 40 snaps, 59% of the defensive snaps for C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
And he did all right.
Or C.D. Deuce, whatever.
C.D. Deuce.
Do you know how hard I worked to be able to say quickly and write down C.J. G.J.? For like C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
I think you should stick with it.
I'm going to stick with it.
He won't be here long.
I don't know, man. He made some plays.
Yeah, he did. He made a couple of really nice plays yesterday.
He also almost, like, I thought we were getting very close to him getting a penalty on the Bengals while he was sitting on the bench on that return late in the game where there's, like, he's just sitting on the bench and he's talking up the Bengals returner and, like, they almost get into it a little bit. He didn't have to stand up.
That'd be awesome.
He's just talking to the guy.
Drawing a penalty. And, you know, and so Javon Wims is going to come out of retirement and just slap him. You know, that's going to happen one of these days.
Honorary captain for the game on Sunday.
Javon Wims, honorary captain.
Oh, for the Giants.
For the Giants. I don't know why, but they sent C.J. Gardner-Johnson out there. Excuse me, C.J. G.J. And he got
C.D.
slapped.
C.D. Deuce.
No, I can't do C.D. Deuce. I don't even get it. Doesn't even make sense.
It's the case. So
the man's name is Muhammad Ali.
I understand why Richard Hightower was retained.
Yeah.
I get it. You do need someone on the inside who can give you an idea of what the roster is all about. And that's usually, it's great to have that be the special teams coordinator because they deal with players from all over the team. So they can give you a blueprint on, well, this guy needs this and this guy needs that. I don't know if it really has that much value, but I would understand why that is. Olin said something yesterday that kind of stopped me cold when thinking about this and the importance of special teams. He said that you needed all of the takeaways to overcome your special teams unit.
Yeah, that ain't right.
No, it's not right. Mm-hmm. Because we've been trying to figure out, like, what are the Bears if they don't have the crazy takeaway margin? And when you're giving points back on special teams, that's something that has to be addressed.
Yeah, I think it does. Lots of texts on this, including lots of people mentioning Brandon Iambadejo.
Brandon Iambadejo.
Yeah, they're mentioning him as well.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, that's my bad. But a lot of people mentioning him, mentioning Corey Graham and kick coverage and
Corey
punt
Graham
damage.
Was a great special teams player for a long time. What did he end up playing? I think he ended up playing like 11 years in the league.
Yeah, a lot of people showing their special teams cred here. And four blocked kicks in the Richard Hightower era is a lot. I have Cairo questions, but before we get to the Cairo questions, let's listen to our guy, Pat Manley, who played 16 years for the Bears, a lot of those under Dave Tobe, who you were talking about. Walk us through what happened on the onside kick debacle with Daniel Hardy.
That was the hands team. So what happens is you have blockers in the front line. Daniel Hardy was the blocker. He's the one that got hit by the ball. His job is to basically defend the hands team receiver, like the guy that's going to catch the ball. So he goes to, you know, you count from outside in, depending on what he has and everything, or two, three, or four, and you block those guys, knowing where the kick is going to go, or expecting where the kick is going to go. It's supposed to go 10 yards. The other thing is, he's supposed to see the ball and get out of the way of the ball. That's right. The most important thing. So the hands team is out there, but he's supposed to go block the guys coming down, so it's an easier, you know, reception or a fumble recovery, whatever, a kick recovery, excuse me, on the onside kick. So that's what it's supposed to look like, but Daniel Hardy let it hit his foot, and it's also his job to see that ball kicked as well and not get hit with the ball.
And, you know, he's an excellent special teams player.
Best one they have, I think.
Yeah, he's a guy you want on your special team units. It's just that in that game, you know, the opening kickoff is obviously on special teams. You're down 7-0. You get another kickoff where they get a field goal out. That's 10 points. They block a field goal or deflected one, so that's 13 points. And then
you have a holding on a big return that brings them back as well.
That's another good example of a mistake.
And really, that's why the takeaways ended up even.
Yes.
Right? That's why with three takeaways, you don't run away with the win.
Yes.
Because they found their points.
Yes.
through the special teams, right?
Yes. So look, man, they have issues. They have issues in a lot of different ways. And I don't know, can you fire a special teams coach in the middle of the season?
I don't know if that makes any sense to do.
Probably not.
But I don't, unless there is a dramatic turnaround. Because the other part is, Ben was probably like, I have so much to do that I'm putting together this staff of people that I want to work with me. It's unless you're an elite special teams coordinator, and there are a couple, including who I mentioned, Dave Tope, you probably think the guys are interchangeable, and you're like, whatever, Richard Hightower can be special teams coordinator. But this is part of the reason I said to you that once Ben gets in there, and now he's like, all right, I now know how all of this works together as a head coach. I could see him then being like, I'm going to move on from this, and I'm going to find someone that's going to do a better job of coordinating it.
The Cairo Santos 47-yarder that missed and then got bailed out by the offsides was so unbelievably ugly. It was jarring to me. Now, last week, there was the 58-yarder on the Hurricane drill field goal. That was short, but that was not a K-ball, as we found out later, so I'll cut him a little slack.
And didn't we see that play out again yesterday?
With McPherson?
Yeah, because they were going to go for it, and then they were like, no, we're not going to go for it, we're going to kick it. I don't think that they got the K-ball in there.
Yeah, maybe not.
Because that one died. Look, we're seeing a
that
lot
was 54 yards. Yeah. You don't see him miss short on a 54-yarder very often.
He's been great. He's been really great. So, but the Cairo 47-yarder that was missed, and then the block as well, because he's got to kick it a little lower on some long ones to make sure it gets there. It just has me, back to my state of being nonplussed with Cairo in a league where guys.
You want Jake Moody?
I think you got to consider it. You've got Jake Moody on your practice squad. He made 8 of 9. And, you know, it was ugly for him in San Francisco, but you look around the league, there's all kinds of guys who in their second stop or even their third stop become absolute stalwarts in the NFL.
I'm honestly a little surprised that Jake Moody hasn't been snapped.
I thought he was going to be snapped up for exactly the reason I'm talking about. Just sitting there on a practice squad. So I don't know. I mean, it got so ugly with Kyle Shanahan at the end that when they flat out cut him. But I mean, the problem with doing that with Cairo is that he's a captain. That's one thing. You handed him a captaincy.
They're not going to worry about that.
He's also under contract for 2 more years at 3.1 next year and 3.1 the year after that.
That part they might worry about a little bit.
There's dead cap. If you cut him this year, it's 5.3 for dead cap on the 2025 deal. So now, but it's 2025 already, so maybe it's only next year there's 1.1 of dead cap. So, look, it's you have to consider it. You have to consider it at this point. And it might be an interesting week of practice.
I'm glad that he got the kick out of bounds at the end. Like that, I was stressing that. I'm like, oh man, this is not what he's really strong at. Let's make sure that he kicks that one out of the back of the end zone, or makes it so that they can't return it.
And he did one out of the like deep into the end zone to make sure they didn't return that. He got that one there.
Yep.
Ben Johnson spoke to the media today, and he talked about the kick coverage issues for HT's unit.
It's lane integrity. We got to do a better job shedding blocks, rallying to the football. We're too passive at times. There's a number of things that we can clean up there. And it's not just any one particular player. It's everybody. It's all the coaches. It's all the players. We got to get this thing fixed. And it wasn't just kickoff coverage either. There were a number of elements that we can get better at. That's been the emphasis already today. We talked about it as a team. It's all hands on deck. We're going to get this thing fixed.
Talked about it as a team.
That is not a ringing endorsement of the special teams coordinator now, is
not,
it?
Certainly not.
That's the type of talk I like hearing.
Hey, man, when Ben gets the players involved and talks about it as a team, there is a response. Did you know this? I didn't know this. That this week during practice, Ben Johnson had gotten some peer pressure help. Offensive linemen told Brad Biggs that they had instituted a lap. You had to run a lap to the far goalposts of the practice field for anyone who had a false start in practice. And so when Ben asked for help from the players and the leaders At least the offensive linemen within their unit stepped up, and apparently other position groups were also policing themselves. That's how that's supposed to work. I love that.
This is what we were saying, kangaroo court.
Yeah.
You know, is there going to be a punishment that's levied from the team?
Yes.
I
made the joke about 10 push-ups. You know, whatever it is. Now it's up downs and stuff. It's laps. I mean, I think that's beautiful. You want the players to take over because that's the way it should be anyway. They should be feeling the pressure to get it done for their brothers.
And looking at where they're at and going, man, we've got an opportunity in front of us. Like we have an opportunity to be a team that can make it to the playoffs. We've got if we could stop doing this. And how many times have we heard Ben say it? Like, even after wins, guys, if we could just stop doing this.
I think you said it again today. We haven't played our best football yet. They haven't. And they're 5-3. They're very much in the hunt. I saw an in the hunt graphic on CBS.
That's right.
Late in the afternoon yesterday. Felt a little early for an in the hunt graphic.
It was very, I saw it too, Speaks. And I was sitting there going, a little early.
See?
It's in the hunt season, you know?
No. Week 12 is when you can start doing that.
So Saturday,
when you see some team that's like, oh, they're 6-6. They're in the hunt.
So look, Saturday morning, me and Christine are at the Target getting ready for a Halloween party on Saturday night, looking for a couple of items for the Halloween party. Because, yeah, it was a Halloween party on the Saturday night. It's the 1st of November. I think it's okay to have a Halloween party on Saturday.
A lot of people did that. I noticed it walking around Saturday afternoon that people were dressed up and they were...
You're using your Saturday on Halloween weekend.
Yeah, they were doing that
thing. So I'm in there. We're in the Target over there. You know the South Loop Target over there on Clark, right near Roosevelt?
Yeah, it's huge.
Christmas music. I'm hearing Christmas music.
Well...
And I was offended. My sensibilities were offended. I turn a corner at that place, a giant display of Grinch pajamas. What are we doing? It's November 1st. It's ridiculous.
Mariah Carey turns the calendar now.
Who does? She
Mariah
does?
Carey.
Since when is she the arbiter of such things?
She's the queen of Christmas now.
Because she's got the number one Christmas song of all time?
Yeah. So she does it every year. Like, they'll be like, I'll find the post for you, but she'll be like in a Halloween costume.
It's 62 degrees right now in Chicago.
And then, as soon as November 1st happens, she's like, all right, it's Christmas time.
Amazing stuff, Adi. Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year. It's the end of the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
That's Spiro Didas. So, yesterday. Telling us it's
Spiro Didas is the one that gives us that turns the page, not Mariah Carey.
Hey man,
he is not allowed.
I don't accept it from either of them. Spiro Didas coming back from an Aditi sideline report
King
saying,
Kigwala.
It's great stuff.
So you ran
here.
From the last name on that one.
Says, it's going into the holiday season. It's November 2. It's not the holiday season. You know what it is? No, it isn't. It's the 9-year anniversary of the Cubs winning the World Series. That's what yesterday was.
Speaks.
That's what yesterday was.
We have to deal with this. We have to deal with this as a radio station.
I know.
There's a station here in Chicago that does that trick every year.
I know. Hell is coming to breakfast in the rating system.
Yes.
That's true.
And it's getting earlier and earlier.
They're the Steve Spurrier of, of radio.
It's all right. We got a football psycho on our team this year, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, you do.
He's going to help us the war versus Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a chance to win the war on Christmas this year?
Someone needs to ask him this week, when is it too early to put the... When can you put the decorations up?
Yeah.
Ask Matt LaFleur that, too.
Yeah, we need to ask Matt LaFleur, does he like Christmas? Because he hates Halloween.
He hates Halloween.
This is the NFL.
Yeah, right. Maybe you should have been a little more relaxed about that and not so focused on your Friday in the National Football League.
I mean,
LaFleur.
Dan Campbell was relaxed about it, and his team got beat by a bad J.J. McCarthy.
That's true. So maybe you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
That's why I say just enjoy it. Like, just... But
that's a good metaphor for life, Lawrence. Go ahead and flesh that out.
Here's the thing about LaFleur. I can't figure out if LaFleur is that guy or if he thinks he has to be that guy. Because if you listen to the long form interview of him on The Pivot before the season started, I walked away from him like, I really like Matt LaFleur. And then you listen to him hate on Halloween. Like, it wasn't just, oh, it's not for me. Or he's like, football, NFL.
Trying to prove how tough he is.
There's a part of me
that
feels like he's kind of doing it tongue-in-cheek, maybe.
It's a Friday. That's what day it is.
He doesn't give a crap. Is it crap? I forget.
I don't think he said crap.
Mm.
Good luck with your first crap.
Wouldn't have to bleep that. I think it's in response to Ben Johnson trolling him. That's what I think it is.
Ben Johnson is so in his head
that
he hates Halloween.
He's proven how tough he is. Gotta be great if Ben Johnson puts up 45 points on the Packers.
I don't know what they were doing yesterday, but whatever it wasn't good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.